it's well documented that I'm very close to Simon. Even when we're in different jobs, we ring up and bounce things off each other. And it is, you know, when it happened at Leeds, we were talking about various things and obviously the disappointment how it happened there. So, you know, as it went on, you know, the opportunity arose that, you know, to join him in that. So it was something I just, you know, I was absolutely delighted with. And hopefully, like I say, I can add to the good bunch of staff here and the players from a fantastic season last year, from just missing out on automatic, that, you know, they show great character to go up by the, you know, by the playoffs, which is probably the best way to do it at Wembley. So been out of it too long, getting bored, wife getting bored of me at home doing other, well, there's no jobs to do now, I can't do any more. So it's just great to be back amongst it.
Logistics, location, personnel, it ticks every box, this job, doesn't it?
It felt right, you know, it's a fantastic opportunity for me. You know, I've got experience in the Championship, working with fantastic staff. You know, Simon's got this great work ethic that, you know, to enjoy it, and there's a great atmosphere around the place. You know, the players have come back in great condition, they've had the programmes. I know the staff very well here, and it's a great opportunity, and it's got a smile back on my face from a big disappointment with some of the stories that were coming out from Leeds that were, obviously, you know, I can't say too much, but nothing's further more from the truth that nothing happened over there. But I've bounced back, I've got the fire in my belly, ready to work again.
It's quite a while since you and Simon worked together. Do you feel that you're now a far better grounded coach than you were back then, because you've worked with so many different people who had so many different ideas, some worked a lot better than others, but do you feel that you're a far more grounded, experienced coach now than you were then?
I think, like, with the experience and the players that you work around and the different members of staff, and you never stop learning. You know, you learn with the good things that different managers bring, and, you know, you can see it if they work. But it's all about the players. You know, they're the main ones that you coach. You make them feel wanted around the place, and you work with them. You know, they've got to go onto that pitch knowing the responsibilities, what's expected of them, and it's my job as and Snods that we work on these players to get into the first team. But you don't neglect anyone. It's a squad game, and we'll need them all this year.
You're going to be on the pitch side, are you? Snods is staying upstairs next season.
I can't hear him upstairs on those microphones. I'm sure of it. Yeah, I think like I said, I'll be watching how they do things. You know, in the games and pre-seasons, ideal for me to, you know, watch how they work and that. But you know, I've worked with Simon before, and that you buy into a lot of things that they do and that. But it's everything will work out right. Like I say, we've got 5 or 6 games to know how we work. You know, it's pre-season's good now. We were trying to get the lads up to speed, so it's a great opportunity for me to get to know the players and them to know me.
We know football's a mad game, but you've had a bizarre time since leaving Blackpool, haven't you? You go to Huddersfield with Mark Robbins, and after the first game of last season, he left the club. Just what on earth was going through your mind then, Steve?
Not me again. I think it's me. I think if you want to, you know, like I say, from having great memories and great times at Blackpool, you know, that, you know, obviously disappointed how I left there as well. Disappointed. Spoke to Robbo, you know, after the first game of the season. Then you go to Huddersfield, and Chris Powell and Alex Dyer came in, and they want to keep me, which is, you know, it's great, but there's nothing better than when a manager wants you. You know, that when someone comes in and, you know, that they express that they want to work with you. But, you know, to be fair to Chris, he was good with me. And then the opportunity arose to go with Redders to Leeds. You know, there was too many coaches at Huddersfield, and it's, you know, I didn't want to be a bit part player. So fantastic opportunity to work for what could be a top 5 club in Britain. There's no doubt with the support and all that, but very complex, very different to what I was used to with the staff and the players. But another, you know, it was great working with Redders, because, like I say, I play games with him as well. And from, you know, our main objective was to keep them up in the Championship, was 2 points off relegation, and we was comfortably, you know, we was third in the form league, and we had everything going there. And then obviously the suspension came, and the wheels came off it then, you know, 5 straight losses after it. And I'm not saying that was because of me, but I don't think it helped, you know. And it is, like I said, the players were very disappointed how I was treated. But, you know, you move on. I've had plenty of time. I've had various offers. I was watching a lot of games, and it's just fantastic to get back here.
Nice to have the offers, isn't it? Nice to know that your name is out there and people are looking at you. But this one here, after what North End have done last season, it must be so exciting to be going into a new division with some really good players and some terrific people to work with on the coaching staff.
Well, that's it. You know, I've it was the first time I met the players yesterday. They've come back in fantastic condition. They've had the programmes. There's a great atmosphere, as you expect, going up. So with probably three or four more additions to the squad, as, you know, we speak about it as staff that you don't make any predictions about it and that. But, you know, it's they're a good bunch and they've got a fantastic team spirit, which can take you a long way in either division and that. So everybody's looking forward to it. They've all got a smile on the face at the moment. So it's up to us to try and get them through the... I always think if you can get 2 weeks without getting injured in pre-season, you know, you've got something to build on there. So everybody's looking forward to it. It's great to be working with Simon and Snods and Kel. So, like I say, I've got a smile on my face and I'm looking forward to it.
You say, a lot of managers say, and coaches these days, that players have come back in fantastic condition, but they're all so vain these days, aren't they? That they would, wouldn't they, Steve? It's not like the old days anymore.
No, it's not like the old... I think it's the old days, if you look at the staff now, I think it's us that needed pre-season, not the players. So, but yeah, like I said, the professional athletes, that's what they are at the moment. You know, that's, like I said, the food, the nutrition, the sports science, the physios, they've got absolutely everything. So, but you know, it's got to be a happy environment where they, you know, they buy into things, and they have done it. Pre-season's vital that you can get through it and that. So we've got some good games coming up. It's a chance to look at the players, hopefully get players in as well. So it's a gradual progression to build up to the Middlesbrough game.
And this is a level that you've been in, barring the Premier League season with Blackpool, for a long time now, isn't it? You know the Championship perhaps as well as anybody in the division, don't you?
Yeah, I know what it takes to get out of it. Fantastic times at Blackpool. You know, we went up, we should have stayed up, and then obviously we got into the Championship final. So, you know, I want that sort of success here as well. It's a very unforgiving league. You know, it's like a mini Premiership now. There's a lot of big teams out there who've got big budgets, but that doesn't guarantee anything. You know, if you've got a group of lads that can roll the sleeves up and work hard for you, you know, that takes you a very long way. But there's some good players. You know, I watched them a lot last year, and you've got two fantastic strikers, but they'll be the first to admit that the midfield can support them and the defenders keep a clean sheet. So we'll be all working on different departments in the game, and it's exciting times for Preston.
You're not the first to work for Blackpool and then for Preston North End. The manager's done it as well. But does it make any difference to you?
You know, everyone says it. The fans used to look forward to the derbies. You know, it's fantastic memories at Blackpool. I want to replicate them here. You know, that's what, as a coach and player, that everyone strives to get into the Premiership. And like I say, you've got a fantastic owner who's going to back the player. You've got Peter Isdell, who's working his socks off behind ringing agents and trying to sort players in. So that's what you strive for as staff, as players, even for the fans. You know, that's what everyone wants. And I'll be working as hard as any other club that I've been at to try and get Preston into the Premiership.
Still a burning desire to manage, or are you happy with what you're doing?
Well, I've only been in a day. Don't let Simon in. What will be. You know, I'd like to think, you know, I've been a good number two and I've got a lot of experience. It's something that doesn't faze me. You know, if that opportunity came further down my career, obviously it's got to be right for me to do it. But, you know, first and foremost, I want to get enjoying coaching and being around the players and staff. That's what I'm looking forward to at the moment. So it's, I don't like really saying anything at the moment, but I'm enjoying it here and that's what I'm looking forward to.